Good, Lee. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Now, economists have made some observations on the Reserve Bank.
Yeah, look, Australia's leading economists have sort of predicted that the Reserve Bank will only gradually lift interest rates to avoid some mortgage shock. And they're talking about increasing those rates. Could easily climb above 3%, but most economists said they expect rates to remain on hold until August this year. And some believed, you know, homeowners and home buyers had some respite until 2023. I mean, we had the Reserve Bank again yesterday maintain their official cash rate at a record low 0.1%. That hasn't moved since November 2020. In addition, the Reserve Bank sort of has stopped its quantitative easing program that injected more than $400 billion into the economy through the recession. We've got inflation, a little bit worrying. The consumer price index rose 3.5% through 2021 and really is likely to lift higher through the first 6 months of this year. And the overall level of household debt is relatively high compared to history. So what the Reserve Bank sees is that, of course, the cash rate's at record lows, but because of that overall level of household debt is higher, future interest rate increases will have a larger impact on households than in previous cycles. Mm. We had one economist believe the cash rate will peak at about 1.75% in 2024. We had Shane Oliver from AMP, who's pretty well known in the industry, said somewhere between 1.5% and 2% in the next 18 to 24 months. And, you know, given the inflationary pressures that we've got at present, and, of course, our increases in things like petrol, and we could say that's cartel gouging from OPEC, or you know, obviously we need ships and trucks and they all require petrol, so that causes increases in terms of transport and goods, and we haven't got a cure for COVID yet, so that doesn't help get workers back to work more quickly, because we've still got issues in major cities where CBDs are pretty quiet because people are working from home. But what we've also got to remember is that interest rates, or rising interest rates, are a sign of a strong economy. And as soon as we see interest rate hikes, we can think that we're heading in the right direction.
Oh, that's good to know. Now, brokers have smashed home loan value records. What's this mean?
Yeah, being a broker myself, it's actually really good news. Mortgage and Finance Association of Australia released their December 21 quarter results. Mortgage brokers have settled an all-time record for the value of home loans. That total value was about $95 billion, the highest amount for any quarter since reporting began. Brokers continue to write two in every three home loans, facilitating about 66.9% of home loans in Australia. And, you know, those results reflect a continued vote of consumer confidence in the service that mortgage brokers provide and the competition and choice that they bring to the market. So what I say to, you know, listeners out there, so now the banks are only doing 33% of loans direct to consumers. I would say see a broker. They have more choice. They also have to act under a best interest duty that is legislated. And if you haven't used a broker before, I recommend you try one. I think you'd probably be pleasantly surprised. And all of those brokers are small businesses that rely on good customer service.
Nothing like pumping up your own tyres, Justin.
Why not? I thought it was a great one.
Strike while the iron's hot. Why not?
Exactly.
Mate, let's do the full circle and go back to oil prices.
Yeah, well, haven't we seen that start to increase? Well, obviously we've had you know, the Russian invasion and disruptions in supply of Russian oil and gas, especially for Europe. You know, that reached a bit of a fever pitch in the first few days of the invasion. And, you know, of course, then we've had the European Union, the UK, the United States, along with Canada, slapping sanction after sanction on Russia. Russia's retaliated a little bit, but that's to be expected, I suppose. Look, the issue with oil and gas, it's a supply and demand thing. The US has sort of been adamant that it won't touch oil and gas prices. And that's hardly surprising, you know, given that that its allies in Europe are heavily dependent on Russian oil and gas. it's interesting that one of the hedge fund managers came out and said, you know, how worse things could get in oil markets and why prices are not as high as he thinks they should be. They don't think that they've actually seen those really large supply disruptions that have impacted prices. Look, we've seen crude oil up to $100 US a barrel after it topped 105 earlier this week, and that situation, obviously with what's going on over there and in Ukraine and Russia, it remains pretty highly volatile, not least because, again, as we talk about, there's obviously tight supply of oil, given that, you know, we're not getting anything out of Russia, and strong demand globally. All of these things are putting pressure on inflation, as I mentioned, because the supply chain is pretty important to get goods out to everybody.
Yeah, it's a quite interesting market to watch at the moment, given its volatility.
Who knows what's going to happen.
Long story short, it's going to most likely cost us more money, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. I reckon.
Very good. Thank you for your time, as always, Justin. Appreciate it. And that is Home Run Finance for today. We'll chat to you next week.
Thanks, Lee. Look forward to it.
Justin Delaney from Lending For You on the Home Run.